Yes, no, Chizkiyo. According to Chizkiyo, Lamai Hilchoso Ishkis Dam Lamayim. How come the Torah had to say like a heter, blood, the Yisra blood has a heter like water? Because Chizkiyo says that only if it says Lo Yeyoshel doesn't mean Yisra Hanor. But if Sam says like blood, it says Sam, don't eat it, so it only means Achila is also. But Hanor, we know, is Mutter. So why does the Torah have to say that Dam is like water? It's more like Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. The Yom Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Yom Rabbi Yechanan, Minayim Ladam Kodeshim Shein Lemachshe. How do I know that the blood that comes out of a Kovin, of a Hema that's used for Kovin by Kodeshim, the blood doesn't have the same liquid to it, that if it falls on an Eichel, it's not Mashe the Eichel of Kabotoma. Even though regular blood, by Echulin, we had the Pasuk before, the blood is like water, but just like when water falls upon an Eichel, it's Mashe the Kabotoma, who are then blood could also be Mashe the Kabotoma. But Dam that comes out by Kodeshim is different. How do I know that from? So remember, the Pasuk says, Don't eat the blood. But rather spill the blood on the ground like water. This is the drosh ridashin that blood has a din like water. Ridashin dam shenishpa kamayim machshir. Blood that you could just throw it on the floor, like you have no use for it. Such blood is cold like water that it could be machshir. If it falls upon an oichel, it makes that oichel right lekabel tumah. Ma'ashenkein shenon nishpa kamayim. Let's say you have blood that you're not allowed to stamp throw it on the floor, like a korban. When you shech the korban, you bring a korban, after you make the shechita, there's a mitzvah kabbalat adam. Praying has to take a kli shoris and receive the dam in the kli. So that blood you can't stamp spill on the floor. There's a mitzvah to mekablet in the kli. So that dam, the dam by a korban, is not called dam shenispa kamayim. Mela in a machshir. Therefore, such blood, the blood of a korban, is not machshir. That's why the Torah says that dam is like water. Not to tell us dam is like water that's mutter b'ano, but according to Chizkiyo, pshit is mutter b'ano. But the Chizkiyo pasuk is that blood is like water, that it could be machzor kabotumah, only blood that could be spilled on the floor like water could be spilled. By thinking dam of kodeshim that you need, mela, you can't, it doesn't have a din of water to be machzor kabotumah. For the Gemara, v'arei eva minachai. There's an issue, you're not allowed to eat eva minachai. That means kol zaman the behemoth is alive, you're not allowed to pull off a limb and eat it. Can't stop pull off the leg of an animal and eat it. That's called Eva Menachai. An Eva are part of the animal when it's still alive. The pasuk says, Loitoichal ha-nefeshim abosa. Don't eat the behemoth when the nefesh is still there. His cold amount of behemoth is alive, you're not allowed to take out a part of its teeth. Rashi b'yeit ha-nefesh boy. His cold amount of behemoth is alive, and as before you make chitam, you're not allowed to pull off a piece and eat it. But, and this is the issa of Eva Menachai. And the pasuk says, Loi Toichal, you're not allowed to eat it. Now, according to Rabbi Avuha, whenever the Torah says, Loi Toichal, it means don't eat it and don't have any enjoyment from it, according to Rabbi Avuha. It's even also Ba'anoah. So we have a Kashna on Rabbi Avuha. Otanya, we learned in the Mishnah that Rabbi, the Braitha, Rabbi Nosanoimir, Minayin Shalo Yoshit Odom Kais Yayin Anozir. How do you know a person is not allowed to hand over a cup of wine to another? Another is also to drink wine. So there's an issue of Lefna'iver, you're not allowed to give wine to another. You're not allowed to cause him to do an Aveira. Because the Nazir is not allowed to drink wine. See, who are then you're not allowed to give him a kais to show yayin? And who are then the Avim and Achai Lebnei Noach? How do I know you're not allowed to give an Avim and Achai? If you have the limb of an animal that came off when he's still alive, you're not allowed to give it to a Bnei Noach, means to a Goy. Because the Goy is also teet Avim and Achai. This is one of the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, not teet Avim and Achai. You have to first let the animal die, and then you could eat it. Even though a goy doesn't have to have a shechita. A goy is allowed to eat from the meat, even without a shechita, but first the behemoth has to die. If the behemoth is alive, and you pull off a limb from the behemoth, that's called Eva Menachai, it's also for a goy to eat it also. Now the Braita says, you're not allowed to send an Eva Menachai to a goy. How do I know that? Talmud Lema, the Pesach says, well, if nei Eva Lasita Mikshel, in front of a blind person, don't put a mikshel, don't put a stumbling block in front of him. Here also, since the Nazir is also to drink wine, and a goy is not allowed to eat Eva Menachai, you're not allowed to send it. So it's Masha from the Braisa that you can't give it to a goy. But if you want to give your Eva Menachai to a dog, it's mutter. Do you see clearly it's mutter b'ano? This is the kasha contra Bavua. The Bavua says whenever the Torah says loy toichal, it means it's also b'ano also, and here Eva Menachai says clearly it's mutter b'ano. Just to a goy you shouldn't give it, because you're being over lif me'iver. Because this is one of his seven mitzvahs. But to give it to a dog, it's mutter.
The Gemara answers is not a kasha on Rav Avuah. Shani Eva Menachai to Yiskis Ladam. I tell you, this Issa, this Avera, not Heat Eva Menachai, the Torah says is Doimus of blood. The Pasuk says here, Rak Chazak Levult Yachol Hadam, Ki Adam Hu HaNefesh. And at the end of the Pasuk, it talks about Eva Menachai. Yes, Eva Menachai has the same halacha like Dam. Just like by Dam before, there's a special Hekish, that blood is like water. Just like water is Mutta Bahano, Hu Adin Dam is Mutta Bahano. So the male I know, Eva Menachai is also Mutta Bahano. The male is not a Kashan Chiskiya. The Torah says, the Pharisee here, that it's Mutta Bahano. The Rashi says, the Vilt Yachol Adam, Say for the Kroll, the Tzayichol HaNefesh, means at the end of that post, it's talking about Eva Menachai. So, for the Gemara now, Ola Chiskiya, according to Chizkiya, he says whenever the pasuk says lo teichal, it only means an issur achila. That's all. You're not allowed to eat it. The only time it means it's also to have no enjoyment from it is the pasuk says like lo yeyochel. It says a special lashon lo yeyochel. That means even issur hanor. But just a regular word like lo yeyochel or lo teichal means only issur achila. So according to Chizkiya, why does the Torah have to say that Eva Menachai is like blood? For what reason? Even if the Torah wouldn't say it's like blood, I would know Eva Menachai is Mutu Bano, because according to Chizkiya, it's Mutu Bano Loi Teichel. Only Loi Yeyochel says it's also Bano. So why does the Torah have to say a special Hekish, that blood, that Eva Menachai is like blood? The Gemara says, L'chizki l'may hilkosu iskish Eva Menachai l'dam. Omaloch, Chizkiya answers, Dam hu di iskish l'Eva Menachai. The opposite way it is. That the hilkos dam is Hekish we learn out from din Eva Menachai. What does that mean? Ma Eva Menachai. Also, Avdam Menachai also. That just like an Avery, not allowed to pull off a limb, off a behemoth, calls the man it's alive, and not allowed to eat any piece of the animal when the behemoth is alive. Hu Adin blood that comes out of a live person or a live animal, also teach Adam. The Yeze, what type of blood is called coming out of a live animal? The Adam HaKoza. It's called when you give a bloodletting. When you cut the animal that the blood comes out of it, that blood is also teeth. But which type of blood? Sha'anefes yoytzebo. Only the type of the blood that comes, that if that gushes out, he like dies. That's called as nefesh comes out, the shas, this blood is running out. So Rashi explains. So Rashi, v'yezeze, klaymer, aleze dam minachay osur. Which type of blood that comes out of a live animal, it's osur. Mishum dam, v'yezze dam hu, mishum dam, for dam ha-nefesh tziv. The pasuk says, dam ha-nefesh mashma, the dam that the nefesh, the soul, comes out with. Al dam ha-kozah shobeimo, sha-nefesh yoytzeboi. True, when you make a bloodletting, but the type of blood that he would die from that blood coming out. Now, it says, yesh dalad minedomin. There are four different types of stages of the blood when it comes out of the given animal or cut. Kedamina b'krisis. B'tchila shoytzis. The beginning, it starts just to drip a little bit. Olibsayf mekaleich. Then it starts to shoot out, gush out. Yachakach mashker, then it gets blacker. The soifer at the end already starts flowing down, then shoifer. Again, it just drips out a little bit. Is yeshman shein hamnashom yoytzebo, the first type of the blood that he doesn't die from that. The yeshmehem shein hamnashom yoytzebo. There are some type of blood that the neshama he would die from it. Rosam tanya is a dam hekish in neshama yoytzebo. Which type of blood is it considered that the behemoth dies from it? Kol zaman shemekaleich means when the blood is still gushing out. The time the blood is gushing, that's the blood that the behemoth dies from. So that blood is the chi of chorus if you eat it. So in that blood we learn out that not only the behemoth is dead, then you also teach the blood, even if the behemoth is alive, and the blood is dripping out of him, that blood is also awesome. How do I know the blood of a chai is awesome? Because the Torah gave a hekish, dam to Abram and a chai. Just like there's an issa not to pull off a limb off the animal and eat it, but what then when the blood comes out, even though the animal is still alive, it's us that the Chiyuv Koris, Tit Adam. Dr. Mara, right. Barei Shor HaNiskel. I have another question now. There's a cloud of Shor HaNiskel. Let's say an ox that killed a man. So Loch Rig is supposed to kill the shor by a skila, stone it. The Rachmanom, the Torah says, Lo Yoycha Les Besorah. The Torah says, don't eat its buster. It's us that eats the meat of a Shor HaNiskel. The Tanya, we go to the Brighton now. Mimash Meshinema. Sokol Yisokol Hashor. Since the Torah says, you know what you're supposed to do with this ox? You're supposed to stone it. That means throw it off the cliff and then stone it. Is any day she nevela? Or nevela asura b'achila? I know memela is also teach this animal. You're only allowed to eat an animal if you make a shchita. Here l'chur, you're throwing it off the cliff and stoning it. It had no shchita. So it's a nevela. Shchita is also teach. What did the Torah have to say before is, you're not allowed to eat this meat? Magad l'chakos, the apostle has come to teach us, shim shokatu, liyachash nigmar dinoi. Let's say first they took this ox to the Bezdin, and Bezdin paskanois, this ox killed somebody, we're mechuyif to kill him. So the psak din, we have to kill the shor. Now the Bailam goes first. Before the Bezdin kills the shor with skila, the Bailam goes and makes a shchit on his shor. He first shechs the shor. And still I say osir. Still I say it's osati. How do I know that? That's what the pasuk says, lo yoichel. You're not allowed to eat the meat. Even if you go and make a shchit on, but since the Bezdin paskanois that this shor is mechuyif skila, you're not allowed to eat the meat. Ain li yela bachila. You only know it's osir bachila. Vahano minayim. How do I know you're not allowed to have hanor from this? How do I know it's even also to have hanor? Emi el yisra achila by nor minayin. Talmudayim, the pasuk says, O Baal HaShor, the owner of this ox, noki, he's clean. What does clean mean? My mashma, Shimon ben Zayim Oimer, ka'odim shermu lechaveru, like somebody tells his friend, yotza ploni nokim nechosim. This person came out clean without any nechosim. Notice he's penniless. That's what Pasuk is saying. By this Shor HaNiskol, the Bailam is Noki, is penniless. He has nothing from this Shor HaNiskol. That's how I know it's also Banor. V'yein li b'hem hanor shoklum. You could have no enjoyment at all from this Shor HaNiskol. That's what the Pasuk is saying. So we say, time with the Kosav of Bala Shor Noki. Why do we say a Shor HaNiskol is also to have hanor from? Because the Pasuk says the Feirish, Baal HaShor Noki, that you're not allowed to have any enjoyment from it. Dimi lo yoichom, because it's just from the Pasuk, lo yoichom, you're not allowed to eat it, is Isra Achila Mashma, Isra no lo Mashma. This is a kashan Rabavua. Here it's Mashma, even though the Torah says lo yoichom, it would only mean an Isra Achila, and not an Isra Hano. The reason why we say Shor Niskel, Zase Bano, is because the Pasuk says Noki. Noki means what? That you have no Hano. But without this, the Pharisee Pasuk, I would say it's Mutta Bano. So it's a kashan Rabavua. And the Gemara know, L'yoylam, lo yoychal, Yisra achila, v'yisra no mashma. Really, like Rav Avuha says, lo yoychal taka means both. It's also to eat, and it's also to have enjoyment from it also. Taka means both. Yeah, and really, here the Pasuk is really lo yoychal, the Lashon of the Pasuk is. So Rashi says, really here it's a kash, even according to Chizkiyah. But Chizkiyah also said that the Lashon lo yoychal means an Yisra no. So here by Baal HaShor, the Pasuk says, lo yoychal, you're not allowed to eat it by Shor HaNiskol, and still was saying the only reason why it's Osa Banor, because it says the Pharisee the word Noki. But if not for the word Noki, I would say it's Mutta Banor. That's a kasha both on Chizkiyah and on Nebavua. So Gemara says, no, it's not Shver. L'yelam lo yoychal yisra achilu v'yisra no mashma. Here, lo yoychal means both. It's also to eat and also to have enjoyment from it. Or the Zoya Baal HaShor Noki, what do I need the extra Pasuk for Baal HaShor Noki that tells us you're clean from this animal, you have no enjoyment? I know it's from the word lo yoychal, that there it is, la nois oirei, hu diyosa. It's coming to teach us that even from the skin of the animal, the Bailam can have no enjoyment. He's not allowed to use the leather, the skin he can't use. The Yitzchak, and I need the second person to tell me this. I would think, lo yoychal es besorik siv. The Pasuk says, by this Shor HaNiskol, this animal is supposed to be stoned, the Pasuk says, lo yoychal es besorik. Don't eat the meat of it. So I would say, besorik in. You know what's also even to have any enjoyment? Only the meat of the animal. But oireloi, but the skin, maybe no, because the Torah only says don't eat or have enjoyment from the meat. But the skin, we mash mitzvah mutter. Kamash mulon, Baal HaShor Noki, tell me even the skin of the animal, it's also to have a nofram. For the Gemara now, so therefore it's not a kash on the bavua or chizkiyah. For the Gemara lahanach tanoi, the maskulei lahai krol adrosh achrino, the Gemara in Bavakama, other man diyomim dash in this posik, Baal HaShor Noki fodra halochiz. It tells you that Potter from Chati Koifer, who is the Mev Lodois, other halachas from Baal HaShor Noki. The Bailam is Potter from Chati Koifer and the Mev Lodois, he doesn't have to pay for the Lodois. By the Zoi, Hanois Oirim in Olu, how do they know that you're not allowed to have Hanor from the skin of a Shor HaNiskol? The Chur, the Postagoni says, Lo Yoyochel Es Besaroi. So maybe only the meat is Osir. How do I know even the skin is Osir? So the answer, the Marant says, Naskulu, those Amroim would learn it from, May Es Besaroi. The Pasuk says, lo yoychal es besorei, an extra word, es. So es means, es hatoful besorei. Something that's a tuffel, like watching the meat. What's a tuffel to the meat? The skin. So that's the chiddush, even the skin is also wasa banor. For the more viduch, Abizoy, if you don't want to, those man yomim, the man yomim here that wants to say that we dashin bala sharnok, the teacher, that even hanois oru is author, why don't I learn it from the word es? Why do I need an extra word for anoki? Why don't I say from the word es? And the Gemara, vidach es loy dorish. They don't dash in the word es. They hold es and not extra. In a time that we have a machloek you see, Shimon Ham Suni, V'yamri lo some say Nechem Yoham Suni. That was his name. Hoya Doirish called es in Sheva Torah. Metchila, whenever he had a word in es in the Torah, it was extra. And he used to say a drush. He would say what it comes to teach us. But then Kiva Shagia, when it came to this pasuk that says the Yes Hashem Ulakecha Tiro Pirish. Here it says you have to have Yira, be afraid of Hashem, and it says es. So he was pirish. He said, "Who else? Who is Doima? How could you say you're supposed to fear Hashem and somebody else also? There's nobody like Hashem." So since here the word es can't mean anything else, can't mean to b'marva, he was chayzer. He retracted all the drushes he said from the word es. As this es here is a raya, es doesn't have to be extra. Armulo tamidus or tamidim eskin, Rebbe kolesin shadorashto mateleim. All the drushes, the Torah that you said on all the esin, what do you do with them now? Omelem, he answered back, Kishem Shekibalti Ischaval Adrisha. When I said the drush, I thought that was the emesek of pshat. So when you learn Torah, if, as long as you're working to understand the pshat, you get tzchar for that. So avad, I got tzchar for making the drushes. Because when I was learning, that was my learning. Kach, the same way now. Ani mekabel tzchaval aprisha. The same way now that now I see I was wrong. I see from the posuk es Hashem lekecha tiro, that it says the word es, and you can't be marv anybody else. There's nobody else like Hashem. So you see, the word S doesn't mean anything extra. So what then, all over? I retract myself now. I don't dash in the word S. So the kashta came in the master crew like, you're wasting your time. The answer, no, I'm not wasting my time. I got schar then, that was limit ha-teira. And when you see you make a mistake, you retract yourself, that's also teira. So everything I did was right. That's the way he heals. So the Gemara says, Achabor Rabbi Kiva. Until Rabbi Kiva came, Vidoresh, he dashed in the word S. It says, Es Hashem, L'Kecha Tira, L'Rabba is Talmidei Chachamim. That even Talmidei Chachamim also you have to have Yira from. In the same way you're supposed to have Yira from Hashem, from a Talmidei Chachamim also you should have Yira from. So it's good. According to Rabbi Kiva, we do dash in the word es. But according to the first man, the Yomer, we don't dash in the word es. According to Shimon Ham Suni, Rastachem Ham Suni, you don't dash in the word es. But according to him, it comes out good. Bala Sharnaki has come to tell us that even the skin is also banor, and for the word es the surah, he doesn't dash at all. Mele Shoran Iskla is not a kasha according to either, according to Chizki, or according to Rebavua. But the Gemara another kasha though. Varei Orlo. There's an Iskla the Torah when you have a tree that gives off fruit. The first 3 years that the tree is growing, you're not allowed to eat the fruit. The first 3 years that it's growing, it's called Orlo. The fruit is Orlo. It's also to eat. The Rachamon Omer the Torah says, Arelim Layochel. You're not allowed to eat Orlo the first 3 years. But Tanya, so the Brisa says, Arelim Layochel. You're not allowed to eat Orlo the first 3 years. From this pasuk, I would just say it's also to have achila. You're not allowed to eat it. Minayin, how do I know? You're not allowed to have any enjoyment from these fruits that grew the first 3 years. What does that mean? You cannot dye your clothing. Let's say you grew some fruit that you've used the skin of it or the fruit, the juice itself, for dye. You're not allowed to use that dye to dye your clothing. Let's say you have an olive tree that gives off oil. You're not allowed to use that oil to burn with. How do I know that even this is also banor? Talmud Lehmer, the pasuk says, V'yaraltem or losoi, areilem lo yoichel. It says 3 times the word orlo. It is the rabbi says kulam. He's come to tell me 3 chidushim here. That one chidush is lo yitzva boy, you can't die your begodim. Another one is lo yadlik boy, you can't burn the shemen. And the third one is tam, it's also banor. So Tosafot asked the question, why do you need all 3 drushes for chur pshita? If you tell me all of these parables, the first 3 years, you're not allowed to have any enjoyment from it, so pshita, you can't beat tzavei, you can't die your begodim, or you can't burn it. So Tosafot says no, that it's not so much enjoyment. Tzavei, what are you doing? You're just dyeing your clothing. The real enjoyment is you're wearing your clothing, the warmth of the clothing. From that, the oil is not giving you any enjoyment. It's only chazusa that it looks nice. Chazusa, just the fact that it looks nice, I would think that's not called enjoyment. So I need a pasuk to tell me even that's author. And the same thing, did not let her burn the oil. Why are you having hanor? The Torah says also, I would think that's not called having hanor. I would think when it's burning, it's considered like first the fire is burning up the oil as if the oil is not here. And the heat that comes up, that's coming by itself, not from the oil itself. So I would think it's mutter to burn the oil to have hanor from. Kamashba on a separate pasuk, even that's also hanor. But our core point of the kasher is, how do we know that Orla is also Banor? Because a pasuk says three times Orla. V'yaraltem, Orla Oslo in Arelim. So you see, you need a special pasuk to say it's also Banor. So the kasher is according to Mavua. Why? According to Mavua, never the Torah says, lo yoichal, it automatically means in Yisra Hanor. What do I need new psukim here for? So the Torah says, time with the cost of Rachmona, v'yaraltem, Orla Oslo in Arelim. If not for these three psukim, how about mina israchilo mashma, israno le mashma? Because mashma klo, it's only us to keep and not to have enjoyment. There's no isra to enjoyment. So this is the kasha according to Bavua. According to Bavua, he holds it's the pasuk lo yoichal itself means there's an isra hanu involved. So where it is like this, lo yoichal mashma ben israchilo ben israno. There's no kasha in Bavua. Really, lo yoichal means both. Torah says don't eat it. Don't eat it, like we said yesterday, means don't have any enjoyment from it. Now, what's the biggest type of enjoyment you have from food? That's eating. That's what the Torah said, don't eat it. It's just another way to say don't have any enjoyment from it. Really, lo yoicha means don't enjoy it. Don't enjoy it. So the question is then, what do I need to perish a plastic here by all the tzasa banor? Shikra tzasa banor. The Torah says lo yoicha. The Torah says, v'shani yosem, all is different. The plastic says lochem. It says, by all the Paris is lochem. So I would think lachem means it's for you, you're allowed to eat it. I would say, like the Torah is saying specifically here, you are allowed to eat it. So mashman, these tzukim, no, it's also banor. So b'zoi v'yitzrach, the Torah says, no, I need it. No, I need an extra, I need this pasuk. Salkudah, the Gemara, I would think, hoyu because of lachem. Since the pasuk says that these parents are lachem, belong to you, shelachem yehei, I would say it means it's yours, means you could have enjoyment from it. It's mutatav banor from it. Kamashvalon, that's why I need these three psukim of Orla to say no, it's even us about no. Because Imara Nabiela Hashta the Chsiv Hanachroi Lachem Lomli, now it's a kasha though. Once we have these three psukim to tell us that Orla is us about no, why does the Torah say Lachem that these fruits that grow the first 3 years is yours? What do you mean it's yours? It's not yours. It's also to have enjoyment out of it. Of course, it's not called yours. Why does the Torah say Lachem? Then the Gemara of the rabbis come to tell us a new Chiddush. As Hanatuya of a rabbin, even if this tree was not grown for private usage, right? Says the Baal Ches in the Gemara's times, they used to grow fruit trees in the drachim, in the Rishus Rabbim. If someone is walking down the Rishus Rabbim and got tired and hungry, he would pull off an apple off the tree and eat it. So they have such a tree that was grown the rabbin, even that tree also has an Isser Orla on it. Rashi the Rabbim, L'tzarech Rabbim, it was grown for the purpose of the Rabbim. K'goin b'yem saderech l'chol oiver. They used to grow trees, fruit trees, in the middle of the other Rishus Rabbim. Whoever wanted would take off teeth. So how do I know even that tree is also b'orla? K'mash non lochem. We'll soon see how we know it. Rabbi Akiva says just the opposite. L'hoitzi es ha'netuya the Rabbim. Just the opposite. If you have this tree that wasn't planted for private use, it was planted for the rabbin, there's no way to Orla. You're allowed to eat the fruits even the first 3 years. Rosh now, bless the machlokes. My time at the Tanakhama, what does the Tanakhama say? It's Osir. It has an Isser Orla on it, even the tree that's planted for the rabbin. The Asir of the Pasuk says, Unetatim, that any tree that you plant, the first 3 years is Orla. Now, Leyochid Mashmet, Mashmet, Unetatim, any fruit tree you plant for yourself. The rabbin loy mashma. For that pasuk though, it's not mashma. There'll be an issur if you plant it for the rabbin. Therefore, kosa rachmona lochem. The pasuk says an extra word lochem. Lovi has the two of the rabbin. Even though you planted this tree for the rabbin, still it has an issur orlo that the first 3 years you're not allowed to have hanor from the fruits. So Rashi's mashma. Why would I say unetatim only means for a private use and not for rabbin? How do I see that unetatim? Unetatim just says whenever you plant the fruit tree. The locker is, the first 3 years you can't eat the Paris. Why would I say Pashto only means a private tree? So Rashi says, interesting. The end of the top line, Rashi. Unetatim liyochid mashmam, diyein derech rabim l'netuya. Not a derech, it's like a shinui for the rabbin to plant a fruit tree in the middle of just a rabbin. L'chol chad v'chad kom unetatim. Usually, a derech to plant is everybody plants private trees. It's not a derech to plant in the Rishus Rabbim. So B'chanan says the pshat from Rashi is just like there's a klal in Hilchos Shabbos. If you do something with a shinui, it's mutim midiraisa. Says the Torah only gave Yisurim the derech. This is the derech to do it. The Torah asked the normal manner of doing it. Here also by Ola, the normal manner of planting a tree is a person plants a tree for his private use and his own property. He plants the tree. It's not normal to plant a tree b'shus rabbin. So since it's not a normal manner, the Torah never asked that. That's where the Tanakhama learns. that of just one pasuk, I would say planting with Shasarabim is mutter. There's no issur. That's not the normal planting. Kamash from the pasuk lochem, no. Even such a tree that was planted for the rabbin purpose of the rabbin, still it has an issur on it. What's of Yehuda say? So tomorrow, we have Yehuda. He says no. When a pressure the way a planting is, even for Rabin, he doesn't know that's called a shinui. There's something like abnormal about it. No, it's a normal thing. You're planting for Rabin also. So the Torah says normally there's an issa ola. It means even on a tree that's planted for the purpose of the Rabin. Bulachem, when a plant is a second time bulachem, even a tree that you want to use, it's also mashma both. Bein yochid bein Rabin. Whether the tree is for a private use or for a Rabin's use, still there's nis orlo, mashma. Or the zoi, heve riboy achariboy. The Torah is saying two things twice, one after another. It's a riboy achariboy. And the klal is, v'yein riboy achariboy elu lamayit. The Torah says one chiddush. And then it says the same chiddush over a second time. The second time is to totally exclude something. To mamayit, take away something. So what is it taken away? That when you plant a tree, l'tzarech harabim, in the Rosh Hasharabim, it's akapot, there's no din orlo. There's only a nis orlo if you plant it for private use. But if you plant for the rabbim, there's no wisdom ola. That's where Rabbi Yehuda darshins. So I call upon him, it's no kash from the bavua. That the reason why here we need a special posik to say it's asa bano, because the posik says lochem. With lochem, I would think it's muta bano, kamashbalon, these three psukim, all we're still asa bano. For the Gemara of Arei Truma, have a kasha from the Yisra of Truma, to Achimon Omar, v'chol zar lo yoichal kodesh. Any zar, a person that's not a kohen, is not lari truma. It's a lav pi truma. So, according to Rav Avua, this lav should mean that it's also bano. Utanan, we still learned that Mishnah Nervin, ma'avon l'nozir b'yayin. A nozir is allowed to make a ruvit chumim even with wine. Even though he's not allowed to eat wine, still it's muta bano. He could make an erev with the wine. Ul Yisrael b'truma, or Yisrael that has truma, he's allowed to use that bread for the ruvit chumim. So even though it's also for him to eat it, so there the Gemara says, like Rashi brings down, a marvel and nazir, a ruve tchumim b'yayin apapish esudeshen and realoi, he, hoyo b'mishishel on nazirutoi, shao yalei. A nazir could be shoyal, could take away his nazirut, then he becomes mutter to drink wine. V'chein li Yisrael b'tchumah, the same thing of Yisrael on tchumah, he could use it from ruve tchumim. Why? The boy in mishishel yalei. If he wants to walk, he will go to a chochem, and he'll be shoyal, will say he has charoto, he made these pair of tchumah. The truma is toy, it's ain't a truma, it's not called truma. The other lativ will come out to be tevil. The other mafish lay minayo day. Then from these parrots itself will take off a smaller amount of truma, and the rest of the parrots is mutati. Therefore, truma has the possibility to become mutta for Yisrael tidus. But even though right now it's truma, still we say you're allowed to use it for rubit chumim. So the kasher is you haven't gotten off from these parrots. But making a rubit chumim is giving you enjoyment. Now you have a hetter to walk another 2,000 amos on Shabbos. What gave you this hetem? This truma. I, the Torah says by truma, lo yoichal, which according to Rabbi Avua should mean it's also to have any enjoyment from it. This is a kasha from Rabbi Avua. Mori says, no, here also it's not shver. Omerapa peshani hosem, truma is different. The yom akroa, truma seichem. It says next for truma seichem, lochem midashim shelachem tehei. That's mamish mutabano. That's why it says truma is mutabano. It's not a kasha on Rabbi Avua. It's as if the Torah said, the Pharish is mutabano. The Iduch, if you don't look like a Bavua, why does the Torah have to say the word Truma Seichem? Not like a Bavua, La Yoichol only means an Isra Achila. I don't need the word Truma Seichem to tell me it's mutabano. Truma Seichem, the Chol Yitzro Komer. That's the normal manner the way the Torah talks. It doesn't have to say Truma, it says Truma Seichem, the Chol Yitzro. It's talking about general clouds. Everybody's Truma has this halacha that a Zar, someone that's not a Kohen, is not Lari Truma. For the Mar Barei Nazir, I have another kasha. By Yisurei Nazir, the Rachman Amar Torah says that somebody becomes a Nazir, Mechartzanim v'yadzag layochel. He's not allowed to drink wine. He's not allowed to eat grapes, and even the pit and the shells of the grapes, it's also asifim tea. Even so far as also, not only the wine, even the grapes, the pits and shells. So now we still learned in the Mishnah, Ma'arvin the Nazir b'yayin we just had. A Nazir is allowed to make a Rubei Chumim with wine. Aye, the prophet says, lo yoichal, which lo yoichal according to Rabbi Huwa means an isra hano. So it means an isra hano. How can a nazir make an aruba tchumim with yain? He's having hano from wine. But the kashan Rabbi Huwa, mashma, even though Torah says lo yoichal, does not mean an isra hano. It's only mashma isra achilo, but hano is muta. As the Gemara know, amamazutra, shani hosam, the yom akro nizroi, shelo yehei. Torah says by nazir nizra, it's like his nizirus, means it's his. Even though the Torah is saying he's not allowed to drink wine or eat the pits and shells, but it's only yasta b'achila, but it's mutter banor. Banor it's mutter. The Torah says nizroi, it still belongs to him. Said the Gemara. Yeah, that's one Torah. Rav Ashi Yomar, the pasuk says,